welcome to Talking Back, the companion podcast of English study app Study Now. I'm your host, Scott, and once a month I sit down with a guest, and we select a few of the articles that appeared on Study Now and have a lighthearted discussion about them. Today's topics include birds FaceTiming with each other, and later we'll talk about the world's most expensive ice cream, only in Japan. Today, we are hanging out with Soli. Soli, how's it going, man?
I'm very good, Scott. How are you going?
Very well, very well. You know, last night we went out to dinner with some friends. We found a couple of really nice restaurants that I'd never been to before. One was, it was teppanyaki, but it was like with an Italian fusion style, if you imagine that.
Sounds interesting.
For example, they had an okonomiyaki, but this one had gorgonzola cheese in it. It was incredible. I've never heard of anything like that. It was really great.
Actually, there's a quirky okonomiyaki restaurant near my place. They do a tomato okonomiyaki.
Ooh.
So similar concept, perhaps.
Yeah, that sounds good, too. For some reason, it seems like that Italian flavor profile somehow really works with okonomiyaki and those kind of foods. Unexpectedly, but I'm happy it does.
Nice.
Do you have any cool restaurants like that that have kind of surprised you or that, you know, really endeared themselves to you?
There's a couple of new ramen places popped up around my place. I also went to a sushi place the other day. It's been there for a long time. I think it's a family-run thing. And they do the best lunch packs. They only do 20 a day. But if you get there early, you get some of the best sushi I've ever had. Pretty cheap, too.
I mean, it must be good if they're only doing limited edition like that.
Yeah, you got to get there early.
Do they do reservations?
No, they don't. You have to get there.
I like that there's a lot of places like that that kind of make the experience part of the meal. You know, just like, hey, there's a limited number, you got to get in, or it's like really hard to find or something like that. You know, a secret place.
Right, yes. Hush, hush.
Our first topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on May 9th, titled Birds Taught to Video Call Each Other. Researchers conducted a study where parrots were trained to make video calls to other parrots, which resulted in increased happiness among the birds. The parrots were able to initiate calls and even select which birds they wanted to interact with, forming lasting relationships. The researchers did advise caution, as birds, like humans, can sometimes have conflicts and display aggression. This article was my choice for this month, and I don't know if I have anything to say about it. Normally, I have like an opinion about the articles. I don't really have a strong opinion. I just loved this. It just makes me smile thinking about the birds making video calls. And online, you can see pictures of the birds talking to the phones or talking to the tablets on their video calls. And it's just so cute. I can't stand it.
This was great. Yeah, this was fantastic. Good choice, Scott. The image of these parrots doing Zoom calls together and loving it.
Yeah, like I think that animals tend to be underestimated a lot. You know, I never would have thought growing up that birds were especially smart, but the more that I read about them and hear stories like this, like you realize, man, they got tiny brains, but they're pretty smart.
Yeah, it's not just humans that use technology, you know?
Right. Well, and that's an interesting point because some birds, like crows, actually do use technology, right? Like they have been known to create tools. There was a crow that they gave it a bottle and there was some food in the bottom of the bottle. And the crow found a piece of metal, bent it with his beak, and then used it to get the food out of the bottom of the bottle. Like, that's crazy.
Wow, that's tool making. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, one of the ones that I personally experienced that really surprised me was our cat. When we first got one of our cats, you know, we would put on the TV, we would start a YouTube video and play what they call cat TV. Have you heard of this?
No. What is this? Oh my gosh.
Okay. So it's TV for cats. It's basically like somebody puts a camera in their backyard or in nature, and then like they put out some bird seed or something, and then the birds will come and eat the seeds, or, you know, sometimes a squirrel will come or something. And so the cats are just watching TV and they're just like, oh, I want to hunt the bird, or, you know, I want to get the squirrel. And it really entertains them usually.
Oh my gosh.
So we put it on and our cat was like, oh my God, what is that? And he was, as expected, watching cat TV, but then he started going up to the TV like he was going to get the bird, and he kind of looked at it and he's like, huh. And then he walked around the TV and he saw that there was nothing behind, like it wasn't a window, like there was just nothing behind the TV, and he realized it was fake. And then he just walked away, and he has never again been interested in cat TV. So like he understood once and remembers that it was fake. And he's just like, whatever, I don't have time for this. That was amazing.
He's got no interest anymore. Wow.
Have you ever seen any kind of surprising intelligence like that in an animal that you experienced?
Crows, definitely. The crows in my area definitely remember me. Because in the morning, we put out the rubbish at our place once a week. And quite often, the crows will come around to go for it. And I always shoo them away. And we once kind of locked eyes, me and the crow.
Oh.
And then, I kid you not, that afternoon, I came back and on my bike seat, there was a big bird poop.
Oh.
And it was definitely a crow bird poop. And I know he saw what bike I was riding and he definitely
got some revenge.
Got me.
Wow. That's scary. That's like the bird is acting like Yakuza or something. It's just like, hey, man, don't make me come back here. Wow.
We're worried about AI, but I think we should be more worried about the crows.
Oh, my gosh. I hope the crows and the AI don't form an alliance or it's over for humans.
Well, they're already on Zoom calls. If the parrots want to take over my Zoom meetings, I'm all for it. They can have it.
All right, Polly, I will leave it to you for the rest of the meeting.
Rock. Okay, Sully.
It's now time for a segment we call Listeners Talk Back. In every episode, we ask a question to the audience and invite you to send your thoughts and opinions to us through Twitter. A couple episodes ago, we were talking about taxis getting a new silent mode, where you can press a button to let the driver know you do not feel like small talk. We asked you, where would you like to have a silent mode option in your life, and why? And here's what you had to say. Soli, I think you have the first comment.
Yes, so we have a comment from Sasada. Thank you very much, Sasada, for your input here. So Sasada says, the one place I am tempted to use silent mode is in coffee shops. I feel disappointed when I'm quietly reading a book and a group of people come next to me talking very loudly. So true.
Yes, I can understand that feeling very well. Yeah, I feel like some coffee shops are more quiet than others. Like some, you know, have a very boisterous atmosphere, and then some are really cozy and quiet.
Yeah, yeah.
When you're looking for a coffee shop, do you tend to choose one or the other, or are you just like, whatever, if they have coffee, I don't care?
I like places with a good atmosphere. I like outdoor-y places. If there's an outdoor table, I like a kind of an al fresco vibe.
Ooh, so continental. We have another comment from user Chijimi, and they say, when looking at clothes, the moment I touch something, someone telling me, that's cute, isn't it? Or, I have that too, doesn't need to be said. When eating and drinking alone at a counter, I don't want to talk too much with people in the shop. And I think in both cases, they're talking about staff people interacting with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're shopping and they're just like, oh, hey, let me interact with my customer. That would look great on you. And it's just like, What do you feel about this one?
I don't like that when I walk into a clothes shop and the staff, you know, come over. It's a huge turnoff, actually.
Yes.
You talk to retail people and apparently it works. Like it improves sales. So that often staff are encouraged to approach customers. So yeah, I'd definitely be using the silent mode as well.
Yeah. In English, we call that the hard sell, where you don't let the customer come to you. You go and find the customer and try to convince them.
Aggressive.
I worked in retail for several years. And yeah, like you say, we were encouraged to do that. And I hated it. So I adopted a philosophy of I would walk up and just say, hey, I'm Scott. If you have any questions, I'll be over here. So they knew I was there. Yeah,
that's a good one.
But I would also stay out of their way.
Well done.
Well, thank you very much to both Sasura and Chijimi for your comments. You will both receive an Amazon gift card. Thanks for chiming in.
What? That's fantastic. Well done.
Before moving on to our next story, let's have Soli check in on the top 5 most popular stories on StudyNow from the past month. What was in the top 5 this time, Soli?
So coming at number 5, street piano removed because of overuse.
That's too bad.
That's a shame.
It was a good idea, but I can understand the reasons, like, you know, it was becoming a little bit of a nuisance.
Oh, man. Coming at number 4, Shohei Ohtani sends cosmetic sales soaring.
Man, that guy is hot. It's a 4x increase in sales. That's significant.
That is Ohtani power.
Just the mention of his name can make anything sell.
There you go.
Maybe we should get him to do an ad for Study Now.
Yeah, we'll throw that by Steve, our producer, and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll see if they can fit that in the budget.
And number 3 is also about Japanese exports. This time it's Tonikaku goes to the UK. Tonikaku, that is the comedian.
Yeah, what's his bit again?
The nude guy. He wears the briefs.
Yes.
The undies.
Okay, that's right.
What's his line?
Don't worry, I'm wearing. Which sounds like it's incomplete, right?
Don't worry, I'm wearing something.
If you watch the video, because this is in Britain.
Britain's Got Talent, yeah.
Yeah, you can hear them finishing the sentence because they think that he's inviting them to finish the sentence. Uh-huh. He says, don't worry, I'm wearing. And then everybody goes, pants. So it's kind of an interesting, maybe unintended consequence. Or maybe it was intended. I mean, he's an entertainer. He knows his business.
Right, right. And it sounds like it was a big hit on the show.
Yeah, everybody was cracking up.
Fantastic. Well done, Tonikaku. Look out for his cosmetics line coming up very soon.
Oh, boy.
And at number 2 last month, woman guilty for poisoning lookalike. Wow.
It sounded like a suspense movie or something.
Yeah. So what happened? It was a Russian national, and she was planning to steal her identity and escape or something.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know why. I mean, did she just see the opportunity present itself and just like, oh, hey, sweet. This person looks like me. I'm going to take their stuff. Yeah, I don't know. That's wild. Mm.
And number 1 for last month, G7 gifts highlight Japanese craftsmanship. These were gifts that Prime Minister Kishida presented to the overseas delegates. Is that it?
Yeah. So I guess the leaders and their spouses both exchange gifts.
And what were they?
There were some wine glasses and also some lacquerware fountain pens. And then also mm-hmm. some super cool opera binoculars. But you wear them like glasses. Like you can just put them on and wear them. And they looked uh-huh. really cool. If I ever had to give a gift to an important world leader, I don't know I would be able to decide on a good gift.
From Japan, I tend to take back Hapitans. Hapitans were a big hit whenever I take them back to my friends in Australia, and fans as well, because they're light, you know, in the luggage.
Yeah, I'm not sure if I know what I would give. Takoyaki doesn't really travel well. All right. Well, that was the top 5 most popular articles from last month. Thank you very much for going over those with us, Soli.
My pleasure.
And our final topic today is from an article that appeared on Study Now on May 27th, titled World's Most Expensive Ice Cream Sold in Japan. Japanese ice cream maker Salato has created Byakuya, an ice cream priced at 873,400 yen per serving. It was awarded the Guinness World Record for the world's most expensive ice cream, boasting ingredients such as gold, fine cheeses, sake lees, and rare Italian white truffles.
Extravagant.
Would you ever spend that much for ice cream? Or any dessert?
Yes, I would. Most definitely. I would.
870,000 yen. You would?
I think you could buy a pretty good used car for that much.
You could buy a really good used car for that much.
You could fly to Italy, eat it, and then get back on the plane for that price, I think.
Yes.
Fly back.
That's at least a round trip ticket there, that price. That's insane. So that having been said, the ingredients do sound pretty cool. The one that surprised me was sake lees,
mm-hmm.
which I believe in Japanese, it's sake kasu. Are you familiar with sake lees?
You know, Kit Kat brings out the kind of special ones, and actually they're pretty good. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
So I can imagine it would kind of go well with ice cream. I don't know about the gold.
Gold is so stupid to put in food. Like, it has no odor, no taste. It's just a waste of money. Oh my gosh, that makes me so angry.
Yeah, would you pay this much for ice cream?
No, I wouldn't pay this much for any meal. I don't even wait for restaurants when there's a line out front. So apparently, there was one ingredient that made this so expensive. Can you guess what that ingredient was?
The gold?
Good guess, but no. Do you want another guess? You get one more guess.
The cheese.
Ah, also a good guess, but no. It was actually the special Italian truffles.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, the type of truffles that they used are 2 million yen per kilogram.
Oh, wow.
2 million yen per kilogram.
Okay, so it's basically the cost of the truffle. What is it? White truffle from...
Italy, yeah. What do you think about truffles? Do you like them?
I don't know if I've actually had truffle. It's a kind of a delicacy, right? It's like up there with, you know, caviar and...
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's an acquired taste or... I don't know. Every time I try it, I feel like I'm anticipating it and looking forward to it. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to have some good truffles. But then as soon as I eat it, I think, oh, man, this is really sour and kind of like tastes a little weird, like dirt almost. I still have a child's palate.
What I thought was funny about this was how precise the price was. Like, it wasn't just 900,000 yen. It was precisely 873,400 yen.
Right.
So 400 yen on the end.
Yeah, I wonder if there's some kind of hidden message there. You know how, like, you know, in Japanese numbers, there can be like some kind of wordplay.
Oh, like the phone numbers that spell something out. I like 39 is like sankyu, like thank you.
Sankyu. Yeah. Sankyu. Right. So I wonder if this is maybe something like that and I'm just not smart enough to get it. That's possible.
Any listeners out there that can clue us in?
Yes. Yeah, please. If you know there's a secret to this number, by all means, send us a tweet and let us know.
And before we finish today, it's time to ask the audience a question for Listeners Talk Back. Today, we talked about the world's most expensive ice cream, as well as very expensive meals. We want to ask you, what was the most expensive meal you ever had, and was it worth it? Please let us know what you think. It's super easy. Just visit the Twitter link in the show notes for this episode and leave a comment in English or Japanese. And we'll read some of your comments in a future episode, and one lucky commenter will be chosen at random to win an Amazon gift card. We're looking forward to hearing from you.
Yes, indeed. And if you enjoyed today's episode, visit studynow.jp to download our English News Study app. Every day you can read and listen to articles like the ones we talked about in this podcast, with vocabulary and grammar explanations in Japanese, a full transcript of the episode, and other great tools to help your English studies. You can also try our free English quiz app for iOS, American Dream. It just received a major new update, adding 3,000 words from junior high school level to TOEIC or ACEN level 1 difficulty. And finally, be sure to visit our YouTube channel for additional listening practice. We publish original videos about culture, news, and of course, English. Find the link for our channel in the show notes of the Study Now app or the episode description on your podcast app. Please like and subscribe when you visit. Well, Soli, thank you so much for joining today. We ended up talking about food almost from start to finish.
Thank you. It was super fun. Thank you very much.
Well, I'm going to go grab some lunch right now, actually, and we'll get you back in here before too long.
Sounds good. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, man. And thanks to everyone out there for listening to Talking Back, the official podcast of Study Now, the English News Study app.